Welcome back to another episode of RMV.
Hey everyone, I hope you're all having an amazing day. And today we have Kendra Crump all the way from New Atlanta. And she's the host of the Kendra Crump Show. Thank you for joining.
Thank you all for not having my, you just deleting my messages and thinking I was a bot or spam. I appreciate you ladies. I really do. Thank you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you so much for joining. And do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, originally from Atlanta. I've been there since I was zero. And I'm a world traveler, follower of Christ. My mom's an evangelist. So I was in church 3 times a week growing up, and honey, it was bad. Like everything was a sin. I'm like, okay. All right, hey, mom. All right, got you. But yeah, world traveler. So yeah, I try to travel. You know, when you're kid free, you get to do whatever you want. So it works. It works out definitely to my advantage. So yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm a HBCU graduate, recent graduate, but I'm enrolling myself back into school so I can graduate with my PhD. You can call me Dr. Crump. And you ladies, if you want to get a free session of counseling, that's fine. But once you keep coming back to me about the same person that you're dealing with, I'm like, we already talked about this 3 months ago. I don't care to hear it no more. So yes, that's it. That's me for, you know, just a little nutshell. Yeah, free-spirited person. That's it.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining. Actually, I was so excited that you reached out to us because you know, not many people reach out to us. So like, we were so excited. Like, oh my God, someone actually wants to be on our podcast. Yeah, so thank you so much.
I try to do that. I definitely try to go to people, you know, the up and coming people. You have to, you know, you never know. Like, you guys could be related to Bill Gates for all I know.
Yeah, so we wanted to start off by talking about a university experience. So you went to Clark Atlanta University, and how was that like, and what did you major in?
So going to that school, it's HBCU. So my mind, I watched a lot of, you know, okay, so you have from the 90s, A Different World, and that was one of Bill Cosby's shows. So it made you say, oh, this is great, gonna be a great HBCU experience. I watched shows, movies like Stomp the Yard and other films that represent, like, you know, this great Black love. I get to my school, I found another cis, okay? It's very few straight men at this school. And so with that being said, and the ones who are straight, these women just, like, they take them and they run with them and they're like, oh my goodness, like, you know, you're mine now. I don't have time to fight no other woman over a man who might like the same thing I like. Okay, you never know, okay? That's what I'll say. So I'm done with the LGBT LMNL community jokes. I'm done with that. So bad, because I don't want you guys getting canceled. With that being said, the thing about it, if I could go back, one thing I would realize what I would do differently is go to an institution that is a lot more inexpensive, because what people fail to realize is that you're gonna have to pay those student loans off and you're gonna have to pay them back at some point. And the fact of the matter is that I don't want to be, you know, in student loan debt for like 10 years, but I did not get a chance to participate in all of the activities because, and if you're trying to be popular, you have to not have a job, okay? It's hard to be popular and work. I did not get a chance to do like any sororities. I thought about it, but in all actuality, I said, hey, you know, I'm not really, this isn't really cut out for me. You know, I lived in dorms and I was about to mollywop all of my, you know, really all of them, all of my roommates and everything else, because I learned that when people they don't live in their parents' home anymore, they start acting a fool. And they don't want to clean up. They don't want to, it's like, look, I'll clean up the kitchen, just take the trash out. The trash will be staying there for 3 days in a row, ladies, 3 days in a row. And I'm like, don't y'all realize that bugs are easy to get, but hard to get rid of? Like, come on now. But they probably lived with roaches, so they were trying to bring them back home to them. Anyway, back to the story. So yeah, overall, it was a cool experience. I met some cool people. You know, we're social media friends, and that's pretty much it with that. It's not too bad.
Yeah. So I was gonna ask. So you know, we're going to be seniors soon, and we're going to go to college as well next year, like around in August or September too.
Of course. Look at y'all. Y'all were born in the 2000s. I got a few years. I got a few years ahead of you. Just a few. So can I give y'all good advice, like just for into college?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Sure.
Number one, you have the rest of your life for relationships, okay? Your education is very important. You know, when it comes, if you're looking for a rich man, if you're looking for like a rich man or so like that, I don't expect that in college. Like everybody's struggling together. You know, if you want to date, go on dates. So my best advice, just go find a college that has low tuition, because again, once you graduate, you're gonna have to pay that money back. Find a college that has low tuition, and also, you know, make the best of your life with friends. Don't allow people to take advantage of you, because people will take advantage of you, ladies. Okay, I was so desperate for friends that I was gonna take anybody. And in all honesty, it should not be like that. It should not be like, okay, this person disrespects me. It's a lot of people, like, I feel like you all have a good maturity level, but there are gonna be people out there, because remember, you're just graduating high school. So you are still in the, like, people have that mindset of not really caring and stuff like that. And that's gonna, you know, now do you guys already have a college picked out, or have you thought about trade school
or the military? Yeah, so we're doing the applications right now. So we're just like researching still, and we're gonna apply like fully in November, it's due. So, and then we wait, right? So a few months to see if we got accepted, so.
Is it gonna be an academic scholarship or?
Oh, no,
like,
no.
Pretty good, like...
Yeah, we're just doing our application, and we're just sending it, like, a couple of university, like, we're in California, so it's, like, the UCs, and then, like, some in-states, and then, yeah, CSUs, yeah, so that's our, kind of, like, our thing.
Okay, well, yeah, don't sleep on a community college. Community colleges are pretty good as well, okay. Like, you get the same education. You know, it's not bad at all. But like I said, definitely have a job. There are going to be times you're going to be hungry. You know, you need to like learn how to cook. Grocery, listen, if you learn to cook and buy your groceries in bulk, like with certain places, you will do so much better than spending a lot of money when it comes to going like to the cafe and everything. You know, there are going to be times you'll take cat naps. Now you can actually get your 8, 9, 10 hours sleep, but if you're partying, it's not gonna happen. Like, education comes first. Remember that. And this is to anybody out there who was in high school, middle school. I don't know what your age demographics are, but for anybody out there you guys are in the same age group, education comes first. You have the rest of your life to party, okay? You have the rest of your life, like I said, to have a relationship. You know, you might be like, oh, I'm so in love with him. You're 19, okay? You say that now, try 30 years old. Are you still gonna be in love with him? You know, and on top of that, when it comes to knowing people and dating people, see what their likes. And I think it's good to date multiple people to know what you guys mesh with. Because for example, I don't like guys who smoke cigarettes. I don't like guys who smoke Black and Miles. I think that's disgusting. But I didn't know that until I started dealing with men who smoke cigarettes and Black and Miles and stuff like that. So figure out what you like. Like, there was a time I wanted a guy to be like tattooed up and just have earrings, like that type of playboy. And I realized, like, bro, like, you don't even know, quit texting me day and this. You're too old for that. You're older than me, you know? So I like guys who don't have, whose teeth don't look like they've thrown up gang signs. But, you know, some women like men whose teeth look like the New York state line or whatever. It's, you know, whatever, but figure out what you like and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say that's great advice. It was really funny too, to just listen to you talk about it.
I can give good advice and still make people laugh. I just want you to get it. And again, I understand y'all still gonna do whatever y'all want to do. I can't fault that, but at least you can't say no one did not tell you and everything else like that. So I definitely study groups are important, and this is gonna sound so bad advice, but it's helpful. If you know some classes, like for example, what do you guys want to do, like career-wise? What are you trying to do? Like, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be in the healthcare field. So I'm looking into majoring in biology or something along those lines.
Okay. Well, don't cheat in that class. Yeah. You're gonna need that. I need a good healthcare nurse. Listen, if it's math, doggone it. Math, go cheat, but don't get caught cheating, okay? Be a smart cheater, please. Listen, every student has more than likely cheated on something. Accounting, you don't need that, really. I look at it like this. As long as you know how to add, subtract, multiply, divide, so nobody won't cheat, you're good. But if you are to be a math teacher, do not cheat in math. But when it comes to other stuff, like the classes that we don't need, like PE and health, cheat in that, okay? Doggone, you can go back and go eat you what do y'all have out in California? Y'all have, what's that burger spot? In-N-Out. Go eat an In-N-Out burger afterwards.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, it's been very stressful, you know, for me and Marcia this summer, just thinking about colleges. So, like, you know, you really put a laugh, and that was really funny. Yeah, thank you for that.
And definitely try trade school as well. Trade school is just, this is stuff that they're not going to teach you in regular school. Trade school is just as good, if not better, than, you know, with less money that you have to fork out and stuff like that. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you guys six things adulthood has taught me. Okay. Six things. Number one, rugs are expensive. Okay. Number two, get a pet, not a kid. All right, and watch, as soon as y'all graduate, it's gonna be plenty of people with children. I'm like, bro, we just graduate. You don't wanna live your life first? Number three, having a degree does not secure anything, okay? Number four, fiber is your friend, okay? Number five, credit cards are dangerous. As soon as you turn 18, they're gonna give you that's gonna be their gift to you, credit card. Use it wisely. Like, do you guys have cars yet, or do you guys have your license or not yet?
Yeah, I have my license.
I'm going to start in December. Okay, so soon.
Okay, well, I'll make sure to get off the road when you're driving. Anyway, but no, what I would suggest is use your credit card for little purchases, like going to the gas station. If you are, let's say you see something nice at a convenience store, you want to get that, but do not go and buy a freaking Louis Vuitton purse, okay? You're going to have to pay that back at the end of the month. When it comes with credit, it's hard. Bad, no credit is bad as, you know, bad credit. You know, when you are in the slumps of when no, like, bad credit, it's hard to get that worked up. And the credit card companies will call you, you know, from multiple numbers. They don't care about you going through life situations. They want their money, okay? They're buttholes. I'm trying to edit myself because I know smaller children listen to this podcast, and I don't like using foul language in front of you. You guys are still children, so I'm not using any foul language in front of you all, okay? Because in my mind, you guys don't know curse words, okay? All right, back to the story. So number five, oh yeah, number six, more people do cocaine than you think, okay? Don't be surprised. That's it. I'm done. That's what adulthood has taught me.
I think these are good life lessons too. Yeah. Like adulthood, I actually wanted to know more. So yeah, thank you for those.
No, I mean, it's more, there's nothing wrong with going to sleep by 9 or 10 o'clock. Get your rest. Please get your rest. Like it's okay. It's okay to go to bed by like I said, 10 o'clock is cool. You don't have to be up at no 5-6 o'clock in the morning and party in the club and going to work the next day. That's dumb. That is so dumb.
Yeah, definitely.
You have people tell you like, oh, that's wrong. You need to stay up all night. No, do not listen to them. Don't listen to them. They probably got an OnlyFans page. Don't listen to them.
Yeah, definitely. It's important to know these things. Like, we're going to be independent and we're going to, you know, live by ourselves when we go to college. So we have to know how to live properly.
Let me tell you something else. No matter how sad a person's story is, don't let them move in with you. If God has not placed it on your heart, do not allow that person to move in with you, okay? Because I'm telling you, man, people will take your house and make it their own house. Also, for both of y'all, since y'all got y'all license and eventually you'll have a car, don't be giving out free rides, man. Not even, don't give out a ride if and only if you feel it on your heart to do so, because people will take advantage of you. Same thing with money. I'm telling you, like, when I first got my car at 18, everybody was asking me for rides. I had people call me. I've had people actually call me, woke me up out my sleep to give them a ride. Like, that's the thing about that. Like, they don't give a freak. And like I said, they will only give you $5 or $10. And one thing I realized is that $5 or $10 is cool, but what I care more about is my oil change. Can you pay for that? I need new brakes. I need a tune-up. They don't care about that. As soon as your car breaks down, they on to the next victim.
Yeah, I guess you have to be very careful of who you trust in this world too. It's very important to have, you know, also have your close friends. And that's one thing, like, you know, about college, like, you know, make sure you're with the good, right group of friends, and, you know, don't go with
Don't fall into the trap, because I feel like a lot of people, like, have a lot of friends, they all, like, you know, I mean, it's so, because I think I have one friend who took a gap year. I mean, that's totally fine, but then, like, you know, they just went in the wrong direction, you know, and their parents couldn't do anything. So I think that's one advice that everyone should follow. Like, you know, you should be yourself. Like, don't fall into that trap and stuff like that. Because, you know, society is really weird and it's not safe, especially for, like, us girls, too. Definitely is a scary place. But, yeah, I mean, that's, we should just accept it. But, yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So moving on, moving on, we wanted to talk about a bit of you as a comedian. So what type of comedy do you do? And, like, you know, what are the best parts of being a comedian, the worst parts of being a comedian?
So comedy-wise, I'm a situational type. I make jokes wherever. I don't think before I speak type of comedian. So I just sit here and whatever comes off the top of my head, I just sit here, make folks laugh. And hopefully they do laugh. And hey, like, I feel like a comedian, you can make people laugh with or without using profanity. And, like, I have not said one bad word, and I've had y'all over there just rolling in y'all's rooms and everything else like that. So, you know, I try to make that's my favorite part of my job, is, like, you know, definitely putting a smile on folks' face where they can, like, wow, she's, like, pretty cool. The most annoying part of my job is having people say, hey, you're a comedian, tell me a joke. You tell me a joke. Don't do that. Don't try to, like, don't do that. Or people randomly, you know, like I said, people just think that you're supposed to be on the spot type funny. That's not how it works. Like, it does not work for me like that. That, you know, I had somebody say, hey, come back in a couple of weeks, we'll talk about a topic, but you got to kill it. And I'm like, bro, like, you're trying to put pressure on me. I don't work like that, you know, but just giving you a shorter answer, because I know I expounded on the college thing for like 20 minutes. I'm going to give you a shorter answer. But yeah, like I said, comedy, I've been doing it really all my life, but I didn't break out until 2016. I started on Snapchat, and I don't even use Snapchat like anymore, but I started on Snapchat. And at the time it was like, hey, welcome back to the Kendra Crump Show. And so with that being said, I will just sit here and the type of topics I talk about was just really about the birds and the bees. But then I realized, like, sex is always going to be funny. But if you can make people laugh talking about race, you know, religion, whatever, you got a talent. And I can make people laugh about anything. But the problem is, another thing I don't like is you get canceled. That's why I said, I don't, as much as I like to sit here and make jokes about whatever, you can't, because people will sit here and try to have pitchforks outside your house, you know, and try to vandalize something of yours because you made a joke. But anyway, that's all I'm gonna say about that. Moving on to the next question.
yeah. I was gonna say, so had any criticism or, like, struggles? Because, and also, when did you start? Like, did you start young, or, like, did it come naturally or anything?
It always came naturally. And as far as with the struggles, people don't want to see you win. And that's with anything. And like with ladies, I'm telling you, even with your podcast, you have people who don't care to see you win, and they don't care, and they don't want you to do successful on your podcast. But you have to like say, okay, am I living for these people, or am I living for what God has placed in my life, in my heart, in my mind, and the vision that he's given me? That's how I look at that. You know, but yeah, I really started, I've been funny my entire life, but like I said, I started in 2016 through Snapchat. But with all that being said, it's going to be tough. No matter what your dream is, it doesn't matter what you want to do in life. You're going to have naysayers, and you have to really say, okay, I'm not going to allow them to get me down. I'm still going to be all that I can be, and I'm going to make the best out of it. You know, if you give up, then you're giving up on other people who probably have said, man, I really want to see these women or these men do well. Like they have my vote.
Yeah, that's very true. And so for those who want to become a comedian, like what are the steps of becoming a comedian? Do you have any advice for those pursuing that career?
Yes, so this advice is not even for comedians. This advice is for anybody out there going after their dreams, because I don't want no one to exclude. Number one, I learned that, this is going to be so sad, but men will support a woman faster than women will support women, and vice versa. You know, and so with that being said, my audience is mainly men. I show love, I go, you know, follow, I'll do all that with men. Now with women, I'll try that too, but I'm telling you, men have more to say to me in my DMs than women will. I'll be like, hey, we'll have a good conversation, we'll be on the fifth message, and they stop talking to me. I'm like, what happened? Like, I thought we were cool, sis. I thought everything was copacetic between us. I'm sorry I look better than you. Take that up with God, not me. Back to the story. So, but with that being said, my advice to anybody out there, you have to be consistent no matter what you're doing. And when I say consistent, like at least post 3 times a week. I would say 3 times a week, but you don't have to post every day. I post 3 times a week, but still take that time to try to find people who are, I guess, wanting to see you win. People like, promotions should be free. Do not, this again, this advice is to anybody out there. Do not pay for promotion, okay? Don't do that whatsoever. It's not worth it. People are, that's how you get scammed. Cause a lot of those people who try to, you know, they want you to, you know, the promotion pages, they're just bought B-O-G-U-H-T and B-O-T pages anyway. I had this person the other day who had like 150,000 followers, so he, you know, so it says, and he reposted one of my videos for free, but I didn't have any traffic come to my videos. To my page. I'm like, something's not right here. Okay. So, but with that, like I said, with that being said, it's like, it's one of those things where do not pay for promotion. Number two, behind every no, there is a yes. Again, do you know how many, like I've been jumping on other people's podcasts since October of 2020, right? And then I'm on, what are we, in July? I don't know when you guys are gonna actually release this episode, but right now it's July. So with that being said, I've been on probably like 300 different podcasts over, because I'm hustling. Like I'm literally sending DMs, I'm sending emails, I'm doing all of that type of stuff. But it's people out there who the day of, I don't hear from them. We're supposed to do a podcast an hour of. They're no call, no show, right? And so that's frustrating. You have to, going after your dreams, like I said, just to get started up, like I said, find out what you're good at. Like I said, this advice is universal. Find out what you're good at. Try to post. Don't pay for promotion. Slow progress is still progress. You know, that's the thing about that. Let people, have flyers and business cards, and let people know what you have going on so they can follow you and check you out. You know, I'm a people person, so it helps. If you're not a people person, you're not going to get far. You know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So you just be on it. Be on time. Try to actually, communication is key. Let me tell you something. It's a lot of unprofessional adults out here. Like a lot of unprofessional adults. So like I said, if, if you have a real talent, it's going to show. But like I said, do not pay for promotion, guys. It doesn't matter, because you can have 800,000 followers on Instagram but still be living in a Section 8 neighborhood. Like, sis, where's your Bentley and your Maserati? Oh, where? Oh, your chain looks fake from here. You can't wash it. You can't shower in your jewelry. I can. Just saying. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, that was really, it was a good way to put it. And I really liked your advice as well.
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think Varshana also experienced this, like, communication skills. Like, when we talk to other people, like, we get frustrated when people are, like, you know, don't properly talk to us. So that's very annoying. And yeah, I think it's also really cool how you went over 300 different podcasts.
Like, that's,
it's,
like, so amazing. It's very,
I started counting in the beginning, ladies, but you know, I don't count anymore, because I just thank God every day I wake up. I just thank God. And also, that's something else. Stay prayed out. Whoever you want to worship, that's fine, but stop worshiping trees, sphinx, cats, and celebrities that don't really care about, you know, what you have going on. I'm being honest with you. But no, like I said, I really want you all, and you can always bring me back for a part two, you know, and everything else. Like me, I just try to show love where love is due, and I try to really get out there and really hustle. And there's going to be times you're going to be exhausted and it's going to be tiring, but really just keep on pressing through. Again, this is a thunderstorm, you're going to make it to the rainbow.
I agree with that. And so, moving on to the next topic, so I wanted to talk a little bit about the Kendra Crump show. So I was scrolling through your Insta feed and I saw a lot of interviews. So you interviewed Prince Perez and many others. So do you have, like, anyone that you really liked or any other guests you wanted to share that you interviewed?
Here's the thing. When it comes to interviewing different celebrities, it's hard because, number one, some of them want money. I don't pay for interviews. Okay, pretend this is Oprah Winfrey's show. Oprah brought people on for free. Ain't paying for that. But it's hard because sometimes it takes months. That Princeton interview took like 4 months later. It's hard. Sometimes they don't want to really do interviews. It gets tough. But I'm trying to go after the greats. I mean, like Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, the people like your parents might like, or your grandparents. I'm trying to get everybody. Like, I mean, Beyonce, if I get her, cool. But if I don't, it's not the end of the world. There are people who have died, you know, over the course of, you know, these last several months that I wanted to interview, but it's okay, you know. But the interview process, what I would suggest to anybody out there wanting to interview, go to their manager's page and get their email. They're not going to always write back. Again, sometimes those people waste your time. It's a lot of unprofessional folks out there, you know, and you just say, hey, it is what it is. Like, they'll be back. And when they be back, you charge them some.
There's always a charge for, like, each celebrity too. So, like, that's why, like, even we also wanted to interview a lot of people. Like, we emailed the, I think, have you seen the Social Dilemma, the documentary on Netflix? So
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's really good. And like, I literally, after I watched the documentary, I didn't even want to use my phone because it was just so scary. But you know, it's really good to know and stuff. So it just talks about like social media and addiction and stuff. They like explain the science. And so we wanted to talk to Tristan Harris, who's the founder of this company and stuff. And the thing is, like, we emailed and we didn't get a response back, like, for a few months. So then we just, like, gave up. Like, we don't know. So, yeah, definitely, I think, like, also, like, payment, also an important thing. Like, oh, you need to, like, pay some amount for us, then we'll be on your show. So, like, definitely agree with you.
Don't do that. Like, my thing is, I'm really, because I have over 10K. Look at my profile, see all the creepy old men and you know, whatever. You'll see these real people, you know. But it's gonna happen. It's definitely gonna happen one day. So just keep on. It's gonna happen. Keep on going. Keep on going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So we will link.
So yeah, keep on going. It's gonna happen.
Yeah. We will link her podcast down below, so make sure you guys go check that out.
Yeah, so I wanted to move on to the next segment. So we had a few questions from our listeners. So the first question is, who inspires you to do comedy and motivates you when you're frustrated?
Oh, I got questions from the listeners. I love this. Okay, shout out to the listeners. I'm popular in these California streets. Okay, so who inspires me to do comedy? And wait, what was the second question?
Motivates you when you feel frustrated.
As far as inspirations, I don't have any like real inspirations, but I can give you guys the top five favorite, like these are of all time, not of this generation, but of all time. And Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, Chris Rock, Arnaz J, he was from Def Comedy Jam, he's really good. And Carlos Miller, he's on Wild N Out and he has a podcast called the 85 South Show. Frustrated. Oh, you know what? I just really just give my problems to God. Like I have a really great faith foundation. So I give my problems to God and I vent and then I go, you know, be in the clouds with Snoop Dogg. Don't do that till you get over 25. All right.
Yes. So our second question is, if you weren't a comedian, what other job would you want or pursue?
I would go and run a drug cartel. Don't tell no one. But no, seriously, I really want to get my PhD in child psychology. And I would love to, I like writing as well. And I like to preach the word, even though I know my post might seem a little controversial. Let's just keep it all the way real, guys. If you walk in the middle of the night to the bathroom and you step on something, what's coming out of your mouth? When you're on the road with these people who got their license out of a cereal box and they cut you off, come on now, what's coming out of your mouth, okay? And for all the married people out there or people who like to shack up and you're like, you know, in your bedroom, are you playing some like, gospel music? No, you're not. You're probably playing the City Girls. Let's keep it real. All right, moving on.
So that was just kind of all the questions we had.
Oh, I got some questions for you all. I got a couple questions.
Yes, please. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna ask. Do you have anything else?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Adam Sandler or Jim Carrey?
Adam Sandler.
He's the only person I know. I actually have heard of him, but
Adam yeah. Sandler? I've seen some of Adam Sandler movies and
Okay. Let me try. Are you better at keeping money or secrets?
I'm both, I guess. Keeping money, I guess. I mean, I don't spend so much.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Like, I always, like, look, you know, how much money are we spending and then, you know, proceed. So I think keeping money.
Okay, I got to ask you other questions then, just random general questions. What is the longest you've ever gone without sleep? Like, how many hours was the longest that you've ever gone without sleep or days?
I mean, I've slept almost, I think, every single day. I mean, I've never really pulled an all-nighter. Honestly.
Yeah, same. I think 6 hours or five. 6 or 5, somewhere there.
Oh, that's good. Listen, yeah. I think the most I went was like 33 hours. I just want to see how late yeah. How long I can go with staying up. Let me think. What's one restaurant that's overhyped but you don't care about?
Oh,
That's a hard one.
That's a tough one. I think like maybe fast food restaurants, maybe like Chick-fil-A. I mean, yeah, Chick-fil-A. So we have a Chick-fil-A just like 5 minutes. And like every single time the line there is so crazy. Like every single time I go, there's like a huge, like an hour long line. And like, I only went there like once my entire life to get something small. So yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay, last question. And then we can wrap up. Two questions. Okay. Who is your celebrity crush or crushes?
Oh, Daniel Seavey from Why Don't We? And all, okay. Like, all the other guys, basically. All the other members.
This is hard. I mean, it was my celebrity crush was Daniel Seavey. Yeah, but right now, I have no idea. Like, I can't.
Yeah, there's, like, so right. many. Like, I like Tom Holland.
He's Tom Holland, yeah. Celebrity crush on Tom Holland, for sure. Who else? I'm blanking right now.
Y'all should slide in their DMs. All y'all should slide in their DMs. If I meet them before y'all do, I'll send them over to you.
Of course.
Yeah, but listen, be normal now. They're regular people. Last question. Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause?
Would it change anything?
Cause. Like, I would say cause. Cause.
I guess cause. If I said date, I mean, if then... you know the date, then you're just, like, waiting for that date.
Where,
just, like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, well, the thing is, it could be both, too, because if it's the date, it's, like, you know how much time is left so you can spend time with your family and stuff. So that's also, like, I would say, like, eh.
I don't, yeah, it also depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
It really depends on the situation.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, what about you, Kendra? I'm curious as well.
I just want to know, I want to know the date, because if the cause was like, because I look at it like this, if I know the date, I'll do everything that I want, and then I can just sleep in bed that entire day, like the day of, you know, I'm like, okay, well, this is how I'm going. So yeah, I'm adding 5,000. Oh, wait, here's one other question. If you could live to be on a TV show, or if you could go on a game show, what would that be? Either TV show or game show, which one would it be?
Stranger Things TV show, game show. I mean, Family Feud is, like, it's, like, actually fun. So, yeah, I guess there's, like, this one other show I forgot. Like, you know the Tonight shows, like Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I would love to be, like, you know, podcaster, guest. You know? Love that. Yeah. Like, it's never going to happen, but, like, just to...
No, wait, no. Change your words. I'm all about manifestation. Your life and death is in the power of the tongue. You need to speak what you want.
Right.
Don't say it's never going to happen. Say it will happen. You got to change your words up.
Yeah. For me, maybe, I guess, like, maybe The Office. I love that show so much. I would love to be on The Office and meet the characters. Or, like, yeah, I think The Office, or, like, as I like what Varsha said, maybe, like, The Tonight Show or Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, something
Jimmy
like
Kimmel,
that. That'd be really
yeah.
cool to be on. Yeah.
Now, since do live in California, are you in northern, southern, the middle?
Yeah, we live in the Bay Area.
So do you see a lot of celebrities out there, or it's like...
No. Yeah, there's a lot in LA.
Like, southern. In LA. Well, we live, we don't see many celebrities, but, like, in Southern California is where everyone is.
Like
in the middle.
When I was out there 2 months ago, I didn't see nobody. I just saw a crackhead outside a Slauson mall fighting his imaginary friend. I'm like, bro. And I wanted to let him know nobody was there, but I didn't want to get beat up. So yeah, I drove off.
Yeah, that's what we see too. We don't really see celebrities here.
I was gonna say, like, I don't know. There's this movie called Speed. What's that actor's name? I forgot. Like, there's this movie called Speed, and he's a popular actor.
Yeah, I know
and
that.
So, let me just search it up right now. I forgot the actor's name because
did he meet him?
Like something.
Did you see
something
him?
With Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Wait, mm-hmm. no. Yeah, I think it's Keanu Reeves. Yeah. So it was on the news that he was in SFO, like, in an ice cream shop, and he was, like, spotted. So then I was like, oh, he's here, like, you know, 15 minutes away. And a lot of people, like, took pictures. I mean, that's, like, a long time ago. But it's really rare to see.
Yeah, we don't see anyone here. It's more of LA.
For me,
and
too.
LA is, like, 8 hours from us. So, like,
it's really rare.
That's the whole workday right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, like...
right places at the time in Atlanta.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you can see, like, YouTubers. Like, I think that's, like, a lot common in Disneyland. That's places, like, you know, popular places. But, yeah, it's the closest.
Yeah.
That's all my questions for you all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for asking those questions. They're really funny. Not many people ask questions to us,
because
like,
we usually just end. So
yeah, we usually interview them. So it was funny. Thank you for asking questions for us.
I have more.
I definitely have a lot more, but it's. Oh wait, hold on. Wait. Let me. Hold on. I wrote some down. Okay. At what age should people stop throwing up middle fingers and pictures?
This is, like, a really, like, question.
Throwing up middle fingers?
Yeah.
And pictures. At what age should you think they should stop?
They should stop. Okay. I feel like it's acceptable only when you're, like, mature, like, over 18, because it's kind of... You know, because I see it everywhere in high school, and it's really sometimes really annoying sometimes, because you just don't want that influence, you know? Like, I didn't want to know those things either, but high school is high school, so. I mean, I guess, like, I would say, like, if you're 18 or older, like, yeah, I do that, but, like, you don't have to do it, like, in public where it's a school institute, like, you know, it's an education, so, like, institution, so don't want to do that, don't want to be rude, So I would say, like, just do it over 18. Like, don't, like, just do it respectable. Like, you don't have to, like, you know, show everyone that, you know what I mean? Like, do it outside, like, public, not in school or, like, where everyone's there and stuff. So what about you, Mega?
I mean, yeah, I guess I agree with you. I don't know. I don't really know. Have a big opinion on this.
Interesting. It's interesting, Kendra.
Yeah.
I have a lot of age questions, but because I know you guys are, you know, just still in high school, you know, your mind might not be like, okay, I really can't think, you know, because like I said, in high school, it's okay to like still be gang banging and stuff. But when, but I think my answer, like, you hit like 21, stop throwing up the middle fingers in pictures, like grow up at some point. Like, it's like people exactly. who are still gang banging at 40 years old, or they're still on the block selling drugs at 40. Like, brother, get a real job at this point.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it is immature. I think that's what it is. Like, don't do it at all, you know?
Oh shoot, yeah. This is good. This is advice. I want to say this and then we can really X out. Ladies, you're gonna be aware of the old men who will try to holler at you. These men are 30 and older, or they could be 25 and older. But if you want to date a man who's like 15 years older than you, that's up to you, but that doesn't really look good. But hey, do what you want. But I just suggest, like, I feel like you guys don't have dad or mommy issues. I feel like you guys are raising a good two parent, or maybe a single parent household, but you still have good instilling of home training. Please, whatever you do, because I'm telling you, here's a myth. Men get better as you get older. That's not true, okay? A lot of men are still immature and they're broke, okay? And a lot of them are not attractive. Do not sit here and try and date men who are 20 years older than you, because they look at young women, they think that you're young and dumb, and they think that you're only good for one thing, okay? Now, if you want to do that, that's up to you. But do not date, if you fall in love with someone who's 50, that's on you. Okay, but I'm gonna be looking at you crazy when I see this man is way older and you're younger. Okay, I just want to let you know I'm judging you in my head. Okay, oh my goodness, they're the ladies I have to find
yeah.
with them. They're dating an 80-year-old. Okay,
for sure. We'll keep. I'll
yeah,
remember
we'll keep
that.
You updated.
Okay, she's
yeah.
watching. She's looking at us. You'll be in my head at all times.
Yeah. So we do this thing in every episode, in every interview. So do you have anything, you can like promote anything you want or shout out anything you want?
I don't have any shows, any up and coming shows. But I will say my Instagram is the Kendra Crone Show. So D as in the KYNDRACRU, M as in Mary, P as in Paul Show. Not with no money, so I'm not ASAP Rocky, okay? SHOW. And if you are over the age of 18 and you still put in the money sign for the S, and you're texting me, they, that, this, them, okay, bye. All right, I don't have time for you. You need to grow up, okay? Really, when you get to high school, you should know how to date. Come on now, why are you still texting that? Anyway, sorry, I forgot people's maturity brain level. That's my Instagram. My YouTube is Kendra Crump, same as my Instagram, and my own podcast is the Kendra Crump Show. You all are definitely welcome on, but on my podcast, it gets very vulgar. So please make sure your parents are not listening, because I don't want to get yelled at in the middle of the podcast. So it's every Friday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is when my podcast. You all just let me know whenever you guys want to come on. You are more than welcome. It's like seven other people sometimes, but you know, people are flaky, so they just drop like flies, stay up, or they never show up. So yes, you guys are definitely welcome. And we talk about random things. Like, for example, what would you like to ban? B-A-N? Like, for example, let's ban people who park over the lines, okay? Stop that. You know where the line stops. Stop parking over. And you guys, when you get to the work, are you guys working yet? Do you have a job, or you haven't had a job yet?
No, we're still in high school.
Yeah,
we're not.
Okay, yeah, I know like sometimes in high school you can get a little part-time job.
True. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you guys have like, you know, work at like your local grocery store or so. But when you start working, you're going to have things called work meetings, and they're pointless, okay? They're like, just send us an email, okay? We don't need to show up in the building. It's stupid. So yes, little things will ban, and you guys can just join and you can give it from your perspective and keep it at that. But it gets grown on there, so if you guys are welcome to the challenge, join, okay?
Of course, definitely. Yeah, thank you so much for inviting us, and we will link down everything to make sure everyone goes check her out. Yes, thank you. Yeah, so thank you so much for joining. I had such a good time. Good laughs, a lot of laughs. I think it's like the first podcast where I laughed a lot.
Laughed a lot, yeah, same. Like, yeah, when Mega, because I didn't see the email, and then Mega was like, oh yeah, you know, she emailed us. And then I was like, yeah, like, it sounds cool. And then Mega's like, yeah, she's a comedian. And then, like, we literally, like, drafted the questions, like, really quickly yesterday. So, yeah, I enjoyed this episode a lot. Like, I would never forget it. But, yeah, thank you so much, Kendra, for joining.
No, of course. And also, you have random people try to get on your podcast. Figure out who these people are. Everybody's not going to be like me. It's going to be some weirdos who are like, I just want to get my voice out there. You're going to be like, bro, that was a waste of a podcast.
So, yeah. We get so many guests like that. It's like they don't have an initiative or anything. Like, they don't have a job. It's just, like, normal people. But then we're like, you need something, you know? So it's definitely, those guests we just declined. So for sure.
I'm glad y'all are doing so much better than me, man. When I was y'all's age, I was just like, it was crazy. Like, I done got like kicked out of the school. All right, bring me back next time for another episode of this podcast.
Yeah, we'll definitely bring you back for part two. I really want.
Know more about your story.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
That works.
Yeah, thank you for joining.
Yeah.
Have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha.
And Mega.
Signing off.